Design of a non-visual interface for route planning for people with vision loss. Sarah Alizade LZA 1, John A. Sanford 2, 1 student of Master of Industrial Design at Georgia Institute of Technology, GA, Atlanta 2 professor at College of Design, Georgia Institute of Technology, GA, Atlanta. Introduction. Navigation and wayfinding process can be defined as a combination of orientation and turn-by-turn direction. Orientation is more about understanding of the surroundings, while turn-by-turn navigation involves how to get from one point to an endpoint, whether that be a restaurant, convenience store, doctor's office, or supermarket. In a navigation task, vision provides the pedestrian with landmarks and dynamic cues that are essential for updating position and orientation, as well as estimating distance to an endpoint, too. However, independent navigation in unfamiliar and complex environments is a major challenge for visually impaired people. 1. Two different processes of human mobility have been identified for navigation: assistive system design, sensing of the immediate environment, and orientation during travel. 3. While the former refers to the gathering of spatial information for obstacle detection, the latter involves the update of the traveler's location and route and the continuous guidance to reach a destination. 4. To explain more precisely, the process of wayfinding is divided into four tasks: 1. Orienting oneself in the environment, 2. Choosing a route, 3. Keeping on track, and 4. Recognizing that the destination has been reached. 8. Navigation systems can be distinguished into two categories: outdoor and indoor navigation. Most outdoor navigation assistive systems use global positioning systems, GPS, for the traveler's localization and have made outdoor navigation much easier for blind pedestrians. The main drawback of GPS is that satellite signals become significantly weaker in indoor environments as buildings block the line of sight between the satellite and the receiver. 5. Here, in this research, the main focus is on outdoor navigation system. Problem statement. Visually impaired person, in the absence of vision, should rely on other modalities for their wayfinding. Many research and systems have been developed to enable blind and low vision people to navigate more independently. These systems use such output as speech, tectons, and haptics to aid blind people navigation. While most of these systems primarily rely on speech output, this can be distracting and difficult to hear in a loud environment. Since blind and low vision people depend on their hearing to understand their surroundings, speech output can also be unsafe. 6. The goal of this research is to design an effective system to help blind people navigate independently. Considering universal design principles in the design of new system in order to be applicable for both sighted and visually impaired people is of other aims of this research. Related work. There is a multidisciplinary effort and a great amount of research trying to understand and support the orientation and mobility of blind people in areas such as human-computer interaction, accessible computing, cognitive science, computer vision, and ubiquitous computing. 1. These efforts created a variety of solutions that help blind people navigate in the real world and acquire spatial knowledge. The solutions that provide support to blind travelers include turn-by-turn navigation to help users reach a destination. Several researchers have been tackling this challenge with different approaches and from different perspectives. This includes, for instance, efforts to assess the requirements and information needs for blind navigation. 8. 9. The design and evaluation of interfaces to guide the user, the study or modeling of user behavior during navigation assistance. 10. 11. The investigation of the factors that influence user acceptance of such systems. 1. Still, most solutions present static interfaces that are not able to adapt to users nor different situations. Most commercial and research wayfinding tools that provide non-visual feedback use speech, but there has been some work on the use of haptic feedback for both blind and sighted users. 6. For instance, the Strider, 1994, the Atlas, 1995, the GPS Talk, 2000, and the Braille Note, 2001, all Zenero Group products provided verbal instructions for traveling to desired destinations. 9. Pilot and Bowl, 8, and Hutton et al. 6. Used a tactile belt to convey directional feedback to users with visual impairments. Amimiya and Sugiyama, 1, developed new vibro-tactile feedback modalities to convey directions. Costopoulos introduced a framework of map image analysis and presentation of the semantic information to blind users using alternative modalities, i.e. haptics and audio. The proposed framework utilized novel algorithms for the segmentation of the map images using morphological filters to convert the visual information of the street names into audio messages, too. Below, a list of navigation apps and systems using for visually impaired people are collected in Table 1. The data has been gathered from both commercial and research case studies. Table 1, a list of navigation apps and systems for visually impaired people. Design process, design goals. 1. Design a non-visual interface for route planning for people with vision loss. 2. Considering universal design guidelines into design. 3. Use different modalities to meet all users' needs and create an optimal experience for all users regardless of their ability. Design criteria. 1. Designing a system, mobile interface, or a device or a combination of both to be applicable for both sighted and visually impaired users. 2. The blind user uses the designed system without feeling segregated or stigmatized because of differences in personal capabilities. 3. The design output would assist the user for orientation and turn-by-turn wayfinding. 4. The design output could have any kind of modalities, voice, haptics, or combination of methods. 5. The design exchanges perceptible information to target users, both sighted and visually impaired people. The product can be used without sight. 6. The design should be simple and have intuitive use, low cognitive loads for blind people. 7. The design should be flexible in use. In other words, every potential user, sighted visually impaired, can find at least one way to use this product effectively. Also, this product facilitates user accuracy and precision. 8. Tolerance for error. The design should be in a manner through which if the user makes a mistake, it won't cause damage. It also should prompt the user to pay attention during critical tasks. In addition, the system is required to draw the user's attention to errors or hazards. Design concepts through investigation of the related research and available case studies, two concepts were developed. Figure 1. Concept 1. Design of mobile app and mobile watch as a complementary wearable device, voice modality and haptics on wrist, universal design. Figure 2. Concept 2. Design of mobile app, using additional vibration motor on the phone output modalities, voice and distinctive and recognizable haptics on mobile phone, universal design. Discussion. In design of a navigation system for visually impaired people, other modalities than vision should be applied. Spoken instructions also could have a high level of intrusion and may not be received in noisy environments. Therefore, a combination of haptic and voice can help blind users find their way effectively. To meet the needs of blind users, it is decided to use a combination of different modalities for the system outputs, resulting to a haptic audio representation of the map which help visually impaired person navigate safely. Voice can be used to inform user about the orientation information of the environment and haptics to show turn-by-turn wayfinding instructions. Conclusion. This research proposes a non-visual interface for route planning for people with vision loss. In the first phase of the research, the related literature review articles and commercial case studies are thoroughly investigated. Then, based on the research findings and users' needs, a navigation system for visually impaired people is presented. To consider universal design principles into design, it is decided to only use a mobile smartphone as the main device to provide blind and visually impaired people with orientation information and turn-by-turn walking instructions. Through the proposed audio-haptic framework, the combination of different modalities can assist the blind users navigate independently. The orientation information can be received through the voice, while haptic outputs provide the users with turn-by-turn navigation. Also, the ultrasonic sensors can be used for obstacle detection, which is found in front of the visually impaired person. Through the next steps of the research, the design would be developed and tested by visually impaired users. References. 1. Guerreiro J. et al., Hacking Blind Navigation, CHI Conference on Human Factors in Computing Systems, 2019. 2. Kermauan S., Jau Freya C., Guiding Blind People with Haptic Feedback, Conference, Pervasive Workshop on Frontiers in Accessibility for Pervasive Computing, January 2012. 3. Loomis, J., Gallage, R., Klatsky, R., Spiegel, J., Teets, J. Personal Guidance System for the Visually Impaired. In proceedings of the annual ACM Conference on Assistive Technologies, October 1994. 4. Velasquez R. et al., An Outdoor Navigation System for Blind Pedestrians, Using GPS and Tactile Foot Feedback, Applied Sciences, April 2018. 5. Lamek M., Hayek Q., Hone the 5th. Et al., Indoor Assistance for Visually Impaired People Using a RGBD Camera, in proceedings of the IEEE Southwest Symposium on Image Analysis and Interpretation, March 2016, 161-164. 6. Ozenkot, et al., smartphone haptic feedback for non-visual wayfinding. The proceedings of the 13th International ACM SIG Access Conference on Computers and Accessibility, October 2011. 7. Wilco Hutton, et al., Tactile Wayfinder, a non-visual support system for wayfinding, January 2008. 8. Nikola Banovic N., Franz R., Trong K., Mankov J., et al., Uncovering Information Needs for Independent Spatial Learning for Users Who Are Visually Impaired, in proceedings of the 15th International ACM SIG Access Conference on Computers and Accessibility, ACM, October 2013. 9. Nicolau H., Jorge J., Guerriero T., Blobby, How to Guide a Blind Person, in proceedings of the 27th International Conference on Human Factors in Computing Systems, January 2009. 10. Sato D., O.U., Naito K. Takama Takagi H., et al. NavCog 3, an evaluation of a smartphone-based blind indoor navigation assistant with semantic features in a large-scale environment. In proceedings of the 19th International ACM SIG Access Conference on Computers and Accessibility, 270-279, November 2017. 11. Stein T., Seeger M., et al., Design Recommendations for Tactones and Touchscreen Interaction. IADIS International Journal, Volume 15, Number 2, 2018.